Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Hydroponics is a very unique and interesting way to grow fruits, vegetables, herbs, and even flowers. The term can be used to describe any one of several ways plants can grow without soil. Hydroponics is also known as soilless gardening, which includes containers filled with water or other non-soil materials such as gravel, sand, vermiculite, crushed rock, styrofoam, cinder, expanded shale, or haydite. Hydroponics may seem like a very futuristic type of gardening, but the concepts have been around since the 1500s, possibly even before that. It was thought that the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were grown hydroponically, but there is documentation that the Aztec Indians were using hydroponics to grow many of their fruits and vegetables. The Indians were forced into a marshy land which had no soil to grow the crops on. They tied together reeds and twigs and other materials to create floating rafts, then covered these rafts with soil dredged from the bottom of the marsh. There are many systems available to be purchased on the market today, or you can take a trip to your local hardware store and build your own relatively simply. There are many types to choose from, one of which is the wick system. This has a unit of water below the plant and uses ropes or other materials to wick water up to the plant roots. There's also the ebb and flow system, which floods the plants for a short amount of time, then drains the water away slowly. The nutrient film technology is another system that can be used to grow plants hydroponically. This system is typically the most familiar with other gardeners. Sometimes called the recirculating system, this is a unit of water that is pumped to the top of the system. Then, through gravity, the water flows back down the system, flowing across the plant's roots, then back into the unit, only to be recirculated again. Water culture is another way to grow plants hydroponically. This is where the plant sits above a bucket of water and the roots dangle into a nutrient solution. This system typically has an air stone or some sort of device creating air bubbles at the bottom of the system. And lastly, there's the drip system. This is very similar to the nutrient film technology, but it simply drips water and nutrients right onto the plant's roots. It can either be recirculated or run out into the open field. At first, a hydroponic system can seem to be very complicated, but once it's up and running, it's very simple to grow and maintain a crop. There are many benefits that can be gained from growing this way. First, you reduce the soil-borne pests and diseases drastically by not introducing soil into the system. This makes sense as it's a soil-borne disease and a soilless growing system. Also, weeds tend to be much less of an issue in a hydroponic system as there's no soil to maintain a seed bank, as in the in-ground type gardening. Many times you're also able to grow more plants in a smaller space using a hydroponic system than you would in a traditional soil garden. This is because plants grown in soil need to extend their roots out to find nutrients and gather water. But in a hydroponic system, there's no need for that as you're providing everything that the plant needs directly to its roots. Other benefits that can be gained by growing hydroponically is you are able to produce crops more rapidly. Again, this is because of the constant supply of water and nutrients to the plant roots. Water and fertilizer can also be conserved in a hydroponic system as there's no runoff or leaching in the system. Hydroponic gardening is not conducive to growing all the food that we need. Of course, we can't grow wheat or barley, soybeans this way, as it would not be economically feasible. But for the home gardener, for the enthusiast, for the person that's looking for a new and unique hobby, hydroponics is a very interesting and incredible way to grow plants and really understand how they grow. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.